Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today's Monday, January 18th, 2021. I am your host, Robert. I'd say I hope everybody had a nice weekend, but any day that we're living right now is pretty loaded with a lot of stress and a lot of tension, and that's going to be kind of a part of what we talk about today. Right now, there are basically two camps out there on our side that are dealing with all of this, okay? More than that, but we can basically kind of separate people into two big factions. The first are people who are convinced that this is all part of the plan and the military is going to intervene and save us last minute, maybe tomorrow, right on Inauguration Day, you know, last second. Round everybody up, everybody in Washington at the same time, you know, and that this is a military operation. Second are those that are thoroughly convinced absolutely nothing is going to happen and that America is completely over and we're doomed and all hope is lost and that we're headed for a century of tyranny. Now, I totally get both viewpoints for sure. Let's take the first one. Let's take that first and talk about that. It's a widely held belief or hope that the U.S. military, having seen all of the evidence of not just fraud on a national level in this country, but the foreign interference, the foreign actors like China, realize that we can't have the biggest threat to the world, meaning China, and to our military superiority, deciding who's going to be president of this country. And so they think that the military is going to act, that they're going to step in, arrest those who are involved in this country, document all the fraud and the foreign interference so that the world can see it. And at some point, after they had control of the country for a while and things were back to normal, they would turn the reins back over to President Trump and he'd be sworn in again, okay? Now, why would people think this? And I myself am somewhere in this camp because while I have zero faith in politicians, none, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, I don't care who they are. If you're a politician, chances are you're there for yourself. And we saw that with the whole fiasco on the 6th. We saw how many Republicans just completely turned against the country, turned against Trump. And we knew the Democrats were going to do that. We know that there's not a Democrat alive who supports the country as it was founded. But we had faith in a lot of our Republicans, right? And at the first sign of trouble, they all turned tail and ran, okay? So we know what politicians are about. But I do hold out hope that our military is still on the side of America and could not let communism take over. But what evidence or signals are people even going on to make them believe that this is even a possibility? Well, I mean, there are several. Trump has been getting rid of all the deep state military people, especially lately, okay? Even after the election, his latest move, firing Esper and all those people under him that were loyal to Esper and loyal to the deep state and bringing in Chris Miller as Secretary of Defense was kind of a big deal, especially to do it after the election. And Chris Miller is a guy who is known for being an expert at unconventional warfare, and he is a huge Trump-supporting loyalist. At least that's what they say. I mean, I obviously don't know the guy. I don't know what's going on in his head, but it certainly did not make the Democrats happy when he was nominated. Now, this was enough of a scare that recently all of the past secretaries of defense, okay, all these deep state globalists appointed by Bush and Obama and all that, they wrote a public letter to Miller warning him against taking any kind of military action. Now, first of all, if this election wasn't stolen, okay, if the evidence wasn't obvious, why in the world would a bunch of ex-secretaries of defense even begin to get the idea that a sitting secretary of defense would ever intervene militarily? Military people always have their tentacles in the military even after they leave, okay? Just because they're out doesn't mean that they don't have loyalists or friends or something like that passing them along information from the inside, right? it would seem likely that maybe they are, you know, being given some information, being tipped off, as it were, that something could be in the works. Now, the deep state argument, the leftist argument, is that nothing was wrong with this past election, right? No fraud, no foreign interference. We're all insane. And yet, 10 past secretaries of defense feel the need to write a letter warning not to do anything. Who would do anything if there was no good reason, right? Why would they think that Chris Miller, the head of the military, would do something about this election if there was no good, solid reason not to? By the way, there's a lot of construction going on around me. I live in the city, and they're working on a building nearby. So if you hear all this background noise, sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. We're just going to have to deal with it. It's not going to stop today, so there was no point in trying to like put off the podcast until later. It isn't going to end. So if you hear all the drilling and the hammering and everything else, sorry about that. All right, so while Democrats in the deep state, they're telling you that nothing is wrong, there's no foreign interference, even though you got expert witnesses, you know, screaming about it for 2 months. What just also happened? You had DNI Ratcliffe released a report saying that, in fact, China did interfere in the election. But the news is worse than that. I'm going to take this from the Epoch Times, okay? Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe assessed that China interfered in the 2020 federal elections, according to a letter transmitted to Congress. Now, you would think Congress would act on that immediately, right? No, they're not going to do a damn thing. In the letter, Ratcliffe alleges that intelligence about China's election interference was suppressed by management at the CIA. Imagine that. Which pressured analysts to withdraw their support for the view. Citing a report by the intelligence community's analytic ombudsman, Barry Zuloff, the director of national intelligence said that some analysts were reluctant to describe China's actions as election interference because the analysts disagreed with the policies of President Donald Trump. These analysts appeared reluctant to have their analysis on China brought forward because they tended to disagree with the administration's policies, saying in effect, "I don't want our intelligence used to support those policies." All right, let's pause right there. Do you know what that is? That's treason. You have evidence that a foreign, unfriendly, dangerous government interfered in the election on behalf of Joe Biden, but you withhold the report because you don't like Trump and you don't want that information to help him or help overturn a fraudulent election. Okay, let that sink in. Let's continue. Let's listen to what Ratcliffe also says. The intelligence is clear. Beijing intends to dominate the United States and the rest of the planet economically, militarily, and technologically. Many of China's major public initiatives and prominent companies offer only a layer of camouflage to the activities of the Chinese Communist Party. All right, that's pretty deep right there. So this intelligence is also above and beyond what the intelligence community brought to him. And in fact, when they first finally handed this report to him and they tried to blow it all off, you know, blow off any hints of foreign interference, Ratcliffe basically said, no, not according to the intelligence that I've seen. Okay, so obviously the top security officials of this nation are aware of what happened in this election. They are aware of the horrific threat posed by China. We just heard DNI Ratcliffe talk about it. And this includes all the leaders of our military. They know. And if they know, if all this information is known, how does the military, who are sworn to defend us from precisely this, how do they not step in and act? Also, does it not seem odd that there are now over 20,000 fully armed National Guard troops in D.C.? I mean, for what exactly? There's no MAGA people planning on showing up, as far as I can tell. Maybe Antifa is going to show up, but we're not. They've erected a wall around the Capitol, and according to a reporter on the ground I saw, I think it was, where was I watching? I don't know, one of the new, can't even remember all the new places I'm on. But there was a video, and there was this guy, a reporter on the street, And he was saying that they're checking vehicles of anyone trying to leave D.C. This is all to protect the virtual inauguration. There's like 25,000 of them there now. I mean, it very well could be. This could be them just overdoing it, given what happened at the Capitol. But you've got reports now that the Biden team is afraid of this many National Guard being there, and they want all of the soldiers vetted by the FBI because they're afraid of violence or an attempt on Biden's life from a National Guard member loyal to Trump. Now wait, I thought it was Biden's people who asked for this many troops. No? Well then who did? How about this odd news that just came out? The National Guard, I think it was last night it happened, 2,000 National Guard troops were just sworn in to act as U.S. Marshals. You want more hints or breadcrumbs? How about Pompeo? Pompeo's tweet storm against the dangers of China. I mean, it is relentless. It was like 20 or 30 tweets in a row yesterday about how dangerous China is, how this administration is the only one who's dealt with them or can deal with them. And he sprinkles in tweets saying America first every once in a while, which obviously is Trump's message for the past 4 years. I mean, it's odd. I'm not saying that this is conclusive evidence that something is coming. I'm just saying there's so many little coincidence tidbits out there that drive you insane because we don't know what's happening, you know? Pompeo isn't really acting like he's going anywhere. And even if he is, he is most definitely trying to alert everyone to the immediate threat that China poses. Now, I'm not going to get into it too much, you know, into the, let's say, Patriot 17 again hints, because this is a podcast and it's not a video on BitChute and it's not somewhere where I'm not going to get deplatformed. I can get deplatformed here for talking about this kind of stuff. But for those that do follow 17, it has been kind of odd lately to watch everything going down, because all of this was predicted to happen like 2 years ago. I don't mean it was predicted to happen 2 years ago, but 2 years ago, what we're seeing right now was all talked about. Trump being kicked off Twitter, right? Followed by the purge of conservatives. Communications going down. I mean, look how difficult it is now for Trump followers to communicate well with each other, and also to get messages from the president too. Pence visiting the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum yesterday. That was all in there. Orders from the DNI. The Secret Service activity. All of this was mentioned and all of it is happening, which is weird. For those that are following that whole scene, it's adding even more fuel to the fire that something is about to happen. Like, people are giddy with excitement. But again, can this be coincidence? Yeah, it can. It can. Or, at the very least, something may have been planned and something could have gone wrong. That's also very possible. You have to keep that in mind. The best laid plans can all go to hell. So we don't know. Now, there are certainly a lot of things to look at here that would make it seem like we very well could be witnessing the military waiting until DC is filled up with everybody. Then they make their move tomorrow, inauguration day, whatever. What I want to try to impress on everybody is that while anything is possible, and yes, if the military is still doing their job and they're still upholding their oath and are going to come in and save this republic, it doesn't do yourself any good to have blind faith in that, or to listen to people on the internet telling you exactly how things are going to happen and when. You don't want to get to a point where you believe something is going to happen so much that if it doesn't, you're either going to be 100% deflated or suicidal or anything like that. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. The best thing that you can do for yourself is try to remain hopeful, but more neutral in your feelings, so that if things all do go wrong, you're not ready to hang yourself, okay? And again, we need to understand too that there isn't anybody out there on the internet who has, you know, one of these shows, not on YouTube, not on BitChute, or a podcast, or anywhere else, that can sit there and tell you with 100% certainty what is going to happen, okay? The only people that know what's going to happen, if there's an operation planned, if there's some kind of a military operation planned, the only ones that know what's going to happen are the people that are involved. And that's it. And if nothing is planned, then The people that know what's going to happen are the Biden administration. Beware of all these people with insider information, quote unquote, okay? How many of these guys talk about, well, you know, my sources tell me, or I've just been given information, or, you know, the information that I've been given by my sources. I mean, most of the time, does it ever pan out? And if this plan is in effect, do you think that people involved are going to leak it out to somebody so that they can tell everybody what's happening on the internet? Okay, let's use our heads here. I sometimes watch some of these shows, you know, or at least skim the message boards, and you see these desperate people like, you know, tell us what's going to happen. When is Trump going to act? When is this going to happen? When is that going to happen? How in the world are these people going to know? Could a couple of them have, you know, maybe a friend of a friend who knows something? Maybe, but come on. This isn't reliable. This is why when I'm looking at all this kind of thing for hints of what might actually be in the works, I'm trying to stick to real-world observable facts. Why are there this many National Guard troops? If a general is telling me that they've got info that China interfered electronically, then by God, the military has that info. And if the military has that info, how can they not act? I'm trying to take information that's actually tangible, that we can see, and extrapolate that into something that makes common sense. If the Director of National Intelligence is telling me that China interfered, well, that's foreign interference in an election. That's exactly what the 2018 executive order was all about. So what could happen? You know, if they're going to act on that executive order, they can stop all of this with the military. You know, why is Pompeo acting so damned weird? Why are the Democrats freaked out about Chris Miller and the National Guard? I'm not saying I know what's going to happen, but when trying to guess what could happen, I'm looking for signals from the people who are actually involved in all of this. Not a guy sitting in a dark room, you know, telling us that God told him what's going to happen, or his insider, or, you know, that he's got a friend in the White House or something. I mean, you know, come on, we got to be smarter than this. We have to keep our emotions in check as best we can. If something is going to happen, we will find out when everybody else does. I hope that the one group of people that we can still count on to be real Americans, to have honor, is the military, and that they would step in and do something, especially since the military is exactly the ones who actually can do something about this. I hope they will. They have the info. They have the data. A sad, sad day for this country is coming if their oath to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, goes completely ignored, and they go along with this coup. But it is possible, okay? The media ignored their duty. The Republican state legislatures all ignored their duty. The governors, the lower courts, the Supreme Court, almost every single member of Congress, all of them turned their back on the facts, the law, and the Constitution. We have one group left, okay? And that's it. And if they do the same as all the Americans before them who were supposed to uphold their oaths, then we're in a lot of trouble. Now, let's look at it from the other perspective, okay? The people who are 100% convinced that this country is over, and it's over permanently, and Biden is in, and we're all doomed, and we're doomed forever. Yes, if the military doesn't act, things are going to get bad, and it's going to be a tough time for everybody. But us being dejected and quitting is exactly what they would want. And that's not going to happen for me. I am never, ever going to quit or give up the fight. Let's not forget what this is all about and why Trump was attacked as savagely as he was in the first place. I've said over and over again in my podcast that this election was for all the money and power in the world. Think about that. And really let that thought sink in. Control of all the money and the power in the world, all the governments. religious institutions, control over the media, control over the banking and the finance and who gets rich and who doesn't and who succeeds and who doesn't. Okay? That's what this is about. Think of that kind of control and power and the evilness, the corruption of the people that would actually want that. You and I, being good Americans, being, you know, maybe most of us are Christian. I don't really care what your religion is, but I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a decent human being. We don't want control over anybody. I don't want power over anybody else. I don't want to control their lives and tell them what to do. All of us want what the Constitution gave us, and we want to live our lives, and we want to be left alone, and that's it. I don't want to tell liberals that they have to shut up. I don't want to ruin their lives or dictate my beliefs over another human being. None of us do, but these people do. This was Trump versus the central bank that runs the banking system in the entire world, mainly the Rothschilds. There's no more powerful enemy out there, nothing more well-funded, nobody more connected that we could ever possibly hope to face. This was never going to be easy. And what is the plan of the globalists and the central bankers? Well, since their economic system is imploding, as it always does eventually, they want their great reset. This time, though, it's not just a financial reset, it's a cultural one. They want to usher in a controlled socialist style overseeing of the economy, and it would really just be a remnant of free market capitalism. There would still be businesses. There's still going to be, you know, you're still going to be able to own a store and stuff like that. But you're probably going to see like a new electronic currency. Governments and corporations and tech are going to rule. You'd have wealth redistribution and socialism all over the place. I mean, this is their plan. And nationalism and populism do not fit in this plan. The only way that they can do this is to totally destroy what we have now. America had to go. Our economy needed to be taken down. This whole idea of Trump and his nationalism and America first, that needed to be taken down. The only way that they could do it was with COVID. And that's what they're going to try to continue to use. Do you notice that it took us from February of last year all the way to November, all the way to the election, to get to like 200,000 deaths, right? Now, somehow, since the election, supposedly we've had like what, another 100,000+ deaths since November, when Trump is really kind of silenced and can't, you know, refute it that much. So what are we at now? We're at 400,000. I think actually they're saying we've had another 200,000 or another 150,000 since November. Okay. 2 months. Took us a year almost to get to 200,000. And then in 2 months, we have another 200,000. And now they just announced that they're predicting another 100,000 deaths in America in the next month. Are you believing any of this? I mean, are you seeing this out there with your eyes? Of course not. But that's what we're going to be told. Now, of course, remember, this is the scenario that we're going to have to deal with if the military ignores their oath and Biden is sworn in on Wednesday. We're going to have to listen to this nonsense. Their biggest issue here in the United States is you and me and how many of us there actually are that don't buy into their lie. They know that they're frauds. They know the numbers are way off on COVID and the election, way off, and they know that we know. That's why they had to move to try to silence us on social media. They don't want that information spread. But how long can that last? Parler already looks like it's coming back soon, okay? More platforms are exploding. You wouldn't have tens of millions of people leaving and going over to these other platforms, leaving Twitter, leaving Facebook, leaving all these other, you know, totalitarian style social media accounts and going to other platforms if people didn't know that they were being lied to. The more they go through and take all these platforms down, the more they're going to look to the entire population like tyrants. 75 million is the number of votes the Democrats are willing to admit to that Trump got. Okay, that means 90 million maybe or more voted for Trump. That's a huge number of people they now have to try to silence. Do you think that you could silence 90 million people? Do you think that they can? It's probably more than that because actually not everybody votes. All right. So think of the number of people out there. Here's their other problem. We're not a nation like in Europe or Asia where the centralized federal government has absolute control over every single territory. We have federalism. We have states. Okay. And they have some degree of autonomy left. The Republican states will resist. Texas will resist. Florida will resist. And if this doesn't go our way, instead of crying in defeat, we have to resolve ourselves to fight back constantly and keep the pressure on Republican officials in our states to resist the federal government at every single level that we can. And any Republican who doesn't have it in them to fight needs to be primaried and replaced with real patriots. Because if they get in, it's going to be an all-out assault on every single aspect of this country. They're going to try to tear it down as quickly as they can. Already, you've got Sheila Jackson Lee proposing a bill. She wants to limit firearm sales, have a national gun registry, and limit the sale of ammunition. Now, didn't Joe Biden say they weren't coming for our guns, right? They haven't even been sworn in yet, but they've already got all these bills ready to go. It's going to be up to us and our Republican states to fight like mad and expose these people. They would still try to silence us even further, okay? CNN right now calling for cable companies to deplatform One America News and Newsmax. You got that Pennsylvania official saying that questioning election results isn't covered under free speech. You're not allowed to question the results of the election. I'm sorry, pardon me? I'm not allowed to question something? You've got to be kidding me. You have businesses severing ties and destroying the lives and businesses of people who supported Trump, not just in the his administration, but just followers. They're not hiding who they are anymore. They're not hiding that they're full-blown communist dictators. That's going to be a tough sell to Americans who didn't actually vote for that. It's tough to take the Americanism out of America. The only way they can truly win is if we give up and do nothing and just lay down and submit. And I don't think that's going to happen. Even worldwide, things are not going smoothly for them. Did you see in Italy, 30,000 restaurants and bars opened up in a coordinated defiance of the lockdown all over the country? Now, obviously, they didn't serve food. It wasn't like they just, you know, suddenly cooked a whole bunch of food and opened up. But what they did is they opened up their doors. They had people fill the places. And when all the police came and started trying to give out fines and arrest people and all that stuff, they all started chanting freedom over and over again. All right. There's protests in Germany and France. In Madrid, it snowed. People poured out into the streets, dancing and singing and having a good time in defiance of all the orders. I think too many people have been woken up. We're in an age where communication it's too instant and it reaches too many people right away. It was easy for these people to bring in communism in a lot of places after World War II, right? I mean, how and where did you get your news from? You didn't. You were cut off from everybody. That's why they're trying to do that again now. They're trying to use this old system of let's silence everybody so they can't communicate. Back then, you didn't know what was happening in the next town, much less nationwide or worldwide. You had no clue what was going on the other side of the world. You had no clue what was going on in the next country. Okay, you didn't even know what was happening in your town anymore. You were totally cut off. You had no information. And when you finally did get some, it was outdated and possibly manipulated at that point. These globalists are trying to control an entirely different population. We didn't just go through decades of struggle and poverty, all right, like those people did. how, you know, how difficult life was compared to our lives now, back in the 1800s and as you went into the 20th century and got towards World War I. Most people were struggling. It was tough. You know, you got up in the morning, you worked all day, you didn't eat well, people were dying of the consumption. And I mean, it was a tough, tough life. It was still pretty difficult before World War II. But us, we've just gone through decades of living free and doing relatively well for ourselves. We get information instantly. Their job of controlling us and changing our entire existence is going to be infinitely harder for them to do. Now, one certain way that we can fight back is financially. If this all goes south for us, if Wednesday comes and goes and the worst happens, we are a block of at minimum 90 million people. Do you realize the economic damage we can do? Targeted economic damage. I'm not saying that there's going to be a coordinated effort of 90 million people. It's not going to happen. But take a second to think about what we could accomplish theoretically. Imagine if we all canceled Amazon, right? Imagine if we all permanently left Facebook, Twitter. I've done both those things already. If we stopped, and I mean stopped watching Hollywood movies, stopped using Google, got rid of Gmail, shopped more locally and only with people that we knew were aligned with us and our cause for once. You know, you got a coffee shop in your neighborhood that had the Biden-Harris sticker up in the window. Don't go there. Take away your business from them. One of the biggest things that's going to go wrong for them if the military ignores our plight is that what they said that they were going to do and what they're actually going to do are two entirely different things. What they will do is going to hurt every single American, Democrat or Republican. Every Biden voter, as few as there actually were deceived. They think their taxes aren't going up. They think the guns that they went out and bought during the riots, they think that it's safe, that nobody's going to come after them. They think we're headed towards some utopia. When they start actually seeing what happens to their finances, to their businesses, when we're going to have this other, the dark winter and the massive COVID lockdown and everything else, and most important, what happens to their freedom under Biden until he leaves office 6 weeks later, however long they're going to keep him in there, Kamala takes over, whoever. The left, I mean, they're going to freak out when they see what happens. The left always pushes too far. That's one of their biggest problems. They win battles for sure because they're so corrupt and they've got so much lawlessness, but they haven't won the war. Remember, they had to cheat to get here. They had to lie to get where they are. If the election had been fair and Biden actually won, we'd be in some serious trouble. All right. But it didn't. That's not what happened. So they're going to be governing as frauds without the support of the majority. That's a very shaky foundation to base a presidency on. And the longer this goes and the more time passes, the more truth is going to be spread. This is a dangerous time for America for sure, but we have faced hard times before. We have faced tyranny before. For decades, we were actually ruled by these people, these deep state actors. We didn't even really realize it. Now, at least, we're fully awake, fully aware. Their lies don't carry any weight anymore. They've revealed themselves. All of them, down to the last, have revealed themselves. Do you trust any Republican at this point? If the military steps in, great. There's one last group of people that we can trust to be true Americans. If they don't, you cannot lose your mind and accept defeat because there are too many of us here and around the world for them to implement their plan just like that. We're on to them. We know. They have never faced a world population who is so keenly aware of their crimes as they face right now. And yeah, things may get bad for a while, but if we keep fighting, we win. No matter what happens in the next 2 days, eventually we will win. All right, that's it for today. If you like the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you know people who would enjoy it, please pass it along to them. pray for the country. Pray that our military does the right thing. And I will talk to you guys all again soon. Take care.